This is an MUT Radio podcast.
To the third and final hour of the Hangouts with Duqhawe Bakagqwabe right here on MUT Radio. Shape and own the future. Like I said, when we come back, I'm going to have, you know, one of one. She's an artist, a model, and former Miss South Africa contestant who continues to inspire with her talent, confidence, and authenticity. Please help me welcome the incredible Kayla to the show. Miss Kayla.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay. I just want to let you know that the line is not so good, so I'll try my best to hear.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Slightly. I'll try.
Okay, let's see if it works. Mm-hmm. If not, then we are going to find out the means. How are you feeling today?
I'm good. I'm just annoyed that it's cold, but nothing I can do. I'm bringing the heat of the music, so...
Hey, that's bars on bars.
It's the best I can do.
That's lovely, man. Heat feels like a whole mood. Like, what's your... Is this a perfect day to play the song?
It's definitely a day to play the song because it's so cold. We need to be a bit delusional.
Yeah.
and just, you know, that's the thing about heat. I made it for us to be able to escape to somewhere really happy and colorful and bright and warm. So I'm hoping that's what everyone experiences from the song.
I like that. You also said that this track is about letting go and just feeling good. What helps you switch off and get into that carefree energy?
Hello. Sorry, can you say that again?
You said this track is about letting go and just feeling good, right?
Yes.
What helps you switch off and get into that carefree energy?
Music, always. Music and fashion. I always find myself on Pinterest. Even in the middle of the club, I'll be on Pinterest looking at looks. And then also, you know, finding inspiration, especially for the music and visuals. So that's what helps me escape. It's just imagining a whole new world when it comes to visuals and the music. So, I'm always just trying to imagine something new.
I love that. It's also a shift from your more introspective work. Was it scary or freeing stepping into a lighter sound?
Hello, sorry.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
It's very soft.
No, I'm asking, like, this song seems more introspective. I mean, it's a shift away from your introspective work. Was it scary or freeing stepping into a lighter sound?
So the other songs that I have out at the moment are very quite like emotional and very introspective. So this one, I just wanted it to be a whole lot more lighter, just lighthearted, something carefree, just to have fun.
Yeah. I love that. Now, if to the person that's listening right now, if heat was a place, where would it be? Would it be like a beach party, rooftop vibes, late night drive? What's the picture like?
So this song definitely looks something like that. Just, a day with your friends getting ready with me. And also like a drive in Cape Town. That's actually what inspired the feeling.
Yeah.
Like you can't stay on, you know, with the sunset, the beach on the side. It's just really just an imaginative world.
I love that. So did you come up with the whole song during the drive?
Hello.
No, I'm asking, did you come up with the whole song during the drive?
No, I just wanted the feeling. So I remembered that feeling. I captured it in my mind. And then as soon as I went to the studio and they played some beats for me, that's the one that stood out. And I'm like, this is exactly what I wanted. So I just managed to capture that feeling on that beat.
I love that. Now, you also blend like pop, funk and EDM on this track. Which genre would you say feels like you right now?
Which genre feels more like me?
Yeah.
Definitely the blend of pop and R&B. I'm such a lover of the catchy tunes, the catchy beats, the sing-alongs. And that's a lot in pop and also in R&B. So I love blending the two.
Yeah. Let's talk influence. What were you listening to when you first fell in love with music?
Oh, definitely some Timbaland. I have been obsessed with Timbaland all over again.
Yeah.
You know, the old 2000s pop, so some Nelly Furtado, also Rihanna, the Loud era, and then also the new stuff like Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And then who would you say influenced this track?
Sorry, please come again?
who would you say influenced this track the most in terms of Sonics?
Who influenced the track the most?
Yeah.
I would say I loved the feeling that Sabrina Carpenter had on Espresso. It was really, really light and fun. It was just addictive. I really enjoyed that so much.
Yeah. No, I love that. Now, if you had to pick one artist, right, dead or alive, to do a remix for this song, who are we getting on the song?
Who are we getting on the song?
Yeah.
That's a good question. I would say Britney Spears.
Why Britney?
Britney is the queen of pop. Yeah. I don't know if you've heard like all the remixes people have been doing on TikTok. Like every single pop song that you put Britney on, she sounds amazing. So
yeah,
I think that's pretty awesome.
Now let's talk dance moves, right? What's your go-to dance move when no one's watching?
Oh, hands in the air. Oh. Hands in the air, like a sister. Hands in the air, jumping around. That is my go-to move, no matter the song.
Yeah. So would you say for someone who's listening, heats would also go well with hands in the air?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. You know those bobbies that have been trending recently? Yeah. Mm. That's exactly what it feels like to me.
Nah, I like that. Now, Heat is about escape, right? It's a free song. What's something small in everyday life that instantly lifts your mood?
Sorry, please come again. Sorry, this line is so bad.
Yeah, what's something small in everyday life that instantly lifts your mood when you're listening to
that
it?
That elevates my mood?
Yeah.
The sunshine. If I don't have enough sunshine, I get really, really down and upset. So I look for it all the time. So really the sunshine, the summer vibes, that's what makes me get into a good mood every day.
Oh, so the cold right now is messing things up.
I know, it's messing with me really bad.
Let's talk about your EP, right? Here I Go Again. Sure. It's on the way.
Yes.
What's one thing fans will be surprised to hear from you on it?
What I want them to really experience from this project is just, you know, seeing me come into more of my confident self. I had to build confidence over the years in so many ways, like in studio with myself, you know, out there. But also I played around with so many different genres. So there's a lot of R&B, but also pop and also a bit of EDM. So I'm really excited for them to hear that.
Yeah. Are there any features that we supposed to look out for?
Yeah, so my next single is called Obvious. That's coming out at the end of May, and that's featuring Kly.
KLY, keep love young.
Yes.
Yeah, so there's KLA and KLY.
And KLY, I know. The cover art is going to be quite interesting on that.
I love that. How do we get in touch with you? If you want to do bookings, you know, more interviews as well.
Please, I'd love to chat. So that's KLA_TheReal on all platforms.
Yeah.
And then my music is on all streaming platforms.
Yep. Shout outs, man. Let's play that heat so that everybody can know what we were talking about.
Please.
You know, thank you very much for your time and enjoy your day. Yes. Hopefully tomorrow is a sunny one.
Yes, thank you. I'm standing in the sun right now, soaking it up.
That's nice. Get that vitamin D.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Cheers.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.